This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Two looks now at the experience of higher education for Chinese students in the United States and in the very tough education system in China. According to the Foreign Policy Journal, over 300,000 Chinese nationals are enrolled at colleges and universities in the U.S. They are talented students, in many cases foregoing financial aid to attend U.S. institutions. There is evidence, though, that Chinese students are taking advantage of test materials obtained outside of the U.S. to raise their scores on the SAT. Test preparation companies, most notably those in East Asia, are quick to post information about tests from the U.S. online, including actual questions from recently administered exams. It's part of an observed pattern of practices, including paying for college essays and applications. Joy St. John, Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Wellesley College, is quoted in a recent Reuters investigation piece as saying that at the very least, the college board needs to consider ending the practice of reusing test content that can tip off students, giving them an unfair advantage.
It is of concern to our profession generally that this sort of a lack of integrity or this lack of authenticity is taking place within any student population. But it doesn't present for us, I think, particular challenges because I actually think we have a process that allows us to make good decisions regardless of how an individual applicant may be trying to game the system.
How much effort has been required to deconstruct this authenticity question from the materials in the application, authenticity of essays, authenticity of recommendation letters, authenticity of test scores?
We strongly recommend that applicants from certain areas, and China is one of those places, students are able to be interviewed by professional interviewers who have experience in that region and understand the application landscape of that region. It's an unrehearsed interview. It is recorded, and then it's provided to us as a college online. In addition, there is a writing sample that students need to complete during this interview process that we can look at. And so we can use the interview and we can use the writing sample as another way to try to determine authenticity.
Reacting to the Reuters investigation story about the College Board, do you think Asian student applicants and Asian student test prep companies abuse recycled SAT test materials in the prep that they do for student applicants, and that is a problem for institutions like Wellesley?
I would say that any test prep company that is trying to gain access to an exam and the actual exam questions before the student has actually taken the exam is problematic. And I think as a profession, we certainly need to work hard to try to address the challenge that presents. And as an institution, the best way that Wellesley combats that is just to create a review process that is so holistic that in some ways it can't be corrupted by any one piece of the application being inauthentic.
As a client of the College Board, it seems to me you have a right to tell them, hey, look, could you do the following three things to improve your product and make it easier for us to evaluate the things that you say your test provides? What would be one, two, or three of those things that you would want them to do tomorrow?
I'm not a test design expert, right? So I feel like I can't say to them, you should do one, two, and three to try and solve this problem. But I do think that it's important for them to reconsider the use of recycling portions of the test and think about ways in which we might improve test security. I do think we have a responsibility as an individual institution and as an industry, we have a responsibility to press testing agencies to prioritize test security above all things.
Joy St. John, Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Wellesley College, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
China's university-bound hopefuls who stay at home do not have it easy, which may be why a lot of them look overseas. In China, everything comes down to the Gaokao, the country's intensely stressful college entrance exam. It's a three-day ordeal that happens only once a year and is taking place right now. Sirens are silenced in Chinese cities, construction stops, and taxis with nervous test takers en route to the exam have the right of way on the roads. The takeaway's Corinne Dillon has spent time in China. Many of the people she's talked to have strong feelings about this test.
Well, it is kind of your worst nightmare if you don't like to take tests. It's their college entrance exam, and it's our SAT-1, SAT-2 subject tests, and AP exams all rolled into one, and it takes place over a 3-day period in early June once a year.
And this determines your field of study on some level and the college that you would get into in China?
Yes, exactly. So early on in high school, Chinese students are tracked, and they have to decide whether they'd like to take the humanities Gaokao, ultimately in their senior year, or the sciences. Every student in China who wants to get a place in university has to take the Gaokao, and they have to take Chinese language, English language, and math. But then two other sections are up to them. They can either take history and geography, or they can take things like chemistry and biology.
And the results are definitive. I mean, you can't basically undo what you've done if you take the Gaokao.
Exactly. The Gaokao is offered once a year. So you have a sort of once-in-a-lifetime shot. You could wait another year, but that is a whole other year of your life devoted to studying around the clock, which is pretty strictly enforced by the school and parents in China. They are starting to play around with some reforms because the Gaokao has come under a lot of criticism for being too much of a pressure cooker. Chinese often refer to it as the most stressful test in the world, where they're going to say, you know, you can take the English portion twice, but that's pretty much it. There's not a lot of wiggle room if you don't do well.
The students you talked with described the grueling routine that goes into the Gaokao.
I would wake up at 6 o'clock to study on my own before class even started. After a full day in the classroom, students would stay behind to keep studying independently until 10 p.m. Bedtime for most people was 11, but because I wasn't a good enough test taker, I felt I needed to work harder than others, so I'd study for an extra hour with a flashlight.
Miss Lee said she was pretty typical. Now, she was not able to come to the United States for college. She's from Guangxi province in southern China, but she is hoping to attend grad school here.
Is it easier to take the SAT?
Having never taken the Gaokao, thank goodness, I can't say for sure. But given the sort of stress that these kids are under, and again, you've got to remember that for the past 20, 30 years, China's had a one-child policy. So really, all the hopes and dreams and aspirations of Chinese parents and for grandparents are riding on the shoulders of a 17-year-old.
So this proliferation of Chinese students in the United States amounts to a kind of educational defection where people are really resisting the restrictive lack of freedom on the part of the Chinese for all kinds of reasons and coming to the United States if they can afford it and having to pass a test that's perceived as much less challenging than the Gaokao.
In part, I would say absolutely. Some of the students I've spoken to, especially ones who are here for high school, have told me that attending high school in the United States is a chance for them to sort of, you know, find themselves, quote unquote, that they're able to explore extracurriculars that they would have either no time for in China or that they simply would be punished for in a way, because any time spent doing something sort of outside the box, exploring an extracurricular, a talent or an interest, that is not rewarded in the Chinese education system. Because remember, the Gaokao is kind of the sole determinant, at least until very, very recently, of college admissions.
What have other students told you?
John, let me just leave you with one example of how extreme the Gaokao it really is.
There was a test taker whom I read about whose father died a few days before she was scheduled to take the Gaokao. The family, the entire family, then conspired to keep this news from the test taker until she'd finished the test. And only then did they tell her. Nothing was attended to until she was done. I think that makes it clear how important people think the Gaokao really is.
Miss Lee is 22 years old. She took the Gaokao. She's now exploring graduate school options in the United States. And she's thinking of the roughly 10 million students back in China over this 3-day period who will be facing the pressure cooker that is the Chinese college entrance exam.
She won't be missing that at all.
No, and neither would I.
Corinne Dillon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Corinne Dillon is a producer for The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper, with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.